Lepo pozdravljeni. V veliko zadovoljstvo mi je, da nas je danes obiskal podpredsednik Evropske komisije, gospod Dombrovskis. Gospod Dombrovskis je pred leti kot predsednik vlade Latvijo popeljal iz krize, zato seveda še posebej razume napore, ki jih ta hip vlaga Slovenija, da se tudi prebije iz težavne situacije, v katero je prišla v zadnjih letih. Namen obiska podpredsednika komisije gospoda Dombrovskega je predstavitev tako imenovanih specifičnih priporočil, ki jih komisija v okviru evropskega semestra objavlja, torej letos jih je objavila sredi maja za vse države članice. V zvezi s tem me zelo veseli, da ta priporočila, ki jih je letos bistveno manj, kot jih je bilo lansko leto, priznavajo Sloveniji, da je naredila bistven napredek. Seveda pa jemljemo ta priporočila zelo resno, pri čemer se seveda ujemajo tudi z našimi lastnimi usmeritvami, ki gredo v smeri nadaljne finančne konsolidacije in predvsem v smeri nadaljnih strukturnih reform, vključno z reformo javne uprave, zdravstvenega sistema in ne nazadnje tudi pokojninskega sistema, ki ga bo potrebno v prihodnjih letih, torej tudi reformno dograditi. Veseli me, da smo skozi konstruktivni pogovor nekako ugotovili, da smo na pravi poti. Seveda pa tudi komisija oziroma gospod Dombrovski razume, da ta pot ni lahka in danes se bo srečal še z drugimi deležniki, ki si skupaj z vlado prizadevajo, da bi Slovenija ohranila to smer in uspela stanje normalizirati, izvesti strukturne reforme, skratka priti v fazo, ko bomo lahko lažje zadihali in izvedli tudi tiste socialne in druge ukrepe, ki bodo ljudem omogočili dovolj zaposlenosti, dovolj dela, aktivnosti, inovativnosti, da bo lahko Slovenija šla s polno paro naprej.
Honorable Prime Minister, honorable media representatives, first of all, I would like to thank Prime Minister Zerer for a very good, very constructive meeting we just had, and for a very warm welcome what myself and Commission team is receiving here in Ljubljana. So we are clearly seeing an improvement in Slovenia's economy, with last year's economic growth being at 2.6%, and we are also expecting economic growth to stay above 2% both this year and next. So we see that Slovenia's economy right now is performing better than EU average. Confidence in banking sector is also returning, corporate restructuring is well underway, and labor market is improving. Trade balance is in surplus, so we see that Slovenia, doing the necessary structural reforms, has managed to turn its economy around and put it back to the economic growth path. However, our analysis also shows that there are still a number of weaknesses to be addressed, and this is why it's important to maintain the pace of reforms, so as to remove the bottlenecks to growth and job creation, and ensure macroeconomic and financial stability. Our recommendations, country-specific recommendations to Slovenia, are also fully in line with European Commission's growth strategy that focuses on investment, structural reforms, and fiscal responsibility. First, it's important that Slovenia intensifies its efforts to revive private investment. This includes addressing the high level of non-performing loans. It includes reducing the direct role of the state in the economy. Some privatizations already planned, so we discussed it also in this morning's meeting. And it includes making a judicial system more efficient. Second, while unemployment is going down, it's still quite high, so policies are needed to, that help people to develop the skills that match the jobs. Setting the minimum wage would need to set the right balance while providing a decent income. It would also need to ensure that it does not become a disincentive for employment. We have recommended to the government to address this together with social partners, both trade unions and employers. Finally, the government's commitment to bring a budget deficit below 3% this year is very welcome. Also, according to European Commission assessment, Slovenia is well on track to be with a budget deficit below 3% this year, but adjustment will have to continue next year. And also with a perspective to the longer term, financial situation remains challenging as Slovenia needs to tackle the costs of aging population. So there are important issues as regards long-term sustainability of pension system and also stronger institutional budgetary framework as regards healthcare and long-term care will be essential in this respect. So, while overall we see this improvement in Slovenia's economy, now it's important that this positive momentum is maintained and this is used to really strengthen economic growth and job creation in Slovenia. Thank you.
Da boste konec koncev le vlada tista, ki bo odločala o prodaji Telekoma državnega. In kot drugo, seveda tudi odziv glede na včerajšnjo začasno odredbo sodišča v zvezi z zasegom delnic Save strani DUTB-ja. Sodišče je zdaj naložilo, seveda, da je treba s to začasno odredbo te delnice nemudoma vrniti Sava Holdingu. Kaj vi menite, glede na to, da tudi sami niste bili obveščeni v vseh teh postopkih takrat v petek?
Glede začasne odredbe sodišča lahko rečem samo to, da seveda je prav, da zdaj institucije pravne države to zadevo v celoti, bi rekel, vzamejo roke in ocenijo, če ni morda prišlo do kakšne nepravilnosti in prav je, da v tem prehodnem času s takšno začasno odredbo preprečijo, da bi prišlo do kakšne morebitne škode. Tako da seveda vlada bo tu čakala, da neodvisno sodstvo po postopkih, ki so predvideni, sprejme ustrezne odločitve. Želimo si pa seveda, da bi do njih prišlo čim prej, da bi vedeli, na čem smo in da bi lahko seveda sistemi normalno delovali. Kar zadeva prvo vprašanje, me je seveda nekoliko presenetila včerajšnja odločitev SDH-ja, ki pa jo seveda bomo upoštevali. Tu vlada bo zdaj kot skupščina odigrala svojo vlogo in takoj, ko dobim vsa gradiva danes, bom po verjetno kratkem posvetu za pristojnimi ministri ocenil, kateri bodo naslednji koraki in ti bodo izvedeni verjetno hitro, kajti stvar je, kot veste, vroča in mislim, da je prav, da tudi vlada tu zdaj odreagira tako, kot mora v okviru svojih pristojnosti.
Yeah, v bistvu lahko. Karmen Lugarič, kanal A. Mr. Dombrovski, I have two questions. One, how do you see maybe these privatization processes in Europe and non-financial commitments? You are also commissioner for social dialogue. Many times people are then laid off when some investors come in and buy some companies. How do you see that as commissioner for social dialogue? And next question, what do you mean about setting a minimum wage would need to strike the right balance? Does that mean that we should lower it? Thank you.
Okay, so on the first question on privatizations, well, we welcome the government's intentions, because really what we see in a case of Slovenia that a state role in economy is substantially larger than in most EU member states. And therefore, we welcome government intentions. And also, it's important to concentrate on the corporate governance of state-owned enterprises. This is also part of our recommendations. It's given that the role of state-owned enterprises in economy is quite quite big. It's important that they are well managed, and that how sound, among other things, financial position. Of course, it's important that while working with these enterprises, those enterprises are viable and well managed. Then, to come to the second question on minimum wage, so what we are recommending is to address the minimum wage setting mechanism. The current mechanism, which implies basically annual indexation, is quite unusual in Europe. In most, in almost none of the other countries, you have that kind of minimum wage setting mechanism. And what we generally recommend to the member states to ensure that minimum wage develops in and wages in general develops in line with productivity developments. And that's our recommendation also for Slovenia. So to look at the wage setting mechanism, it was also in our last year's country-specific recommendations. And while this general wage setting mechanism has been addressed, so we note that there is a progress in addressing last year's recommendation, minimum wage setting mechanism, we believe, still needs to be addressed. But this does not imply, as you were asking, that we would be asking to lower minimum wage. What we are recommending is to set a mechanism which will ensure that minimum wage would develop in line with productivity developments.